previously on the Mike Knox Show.
If the beats don't align, it don't make sense. It don't make dollars. But in today's world, it doesn't have to make sense. It just has to make dollars. And y'all have trap music and y'all have pole music and have all the other shit that don't make sense. As long as the beat go, y'all go with it. Okay? But in my time, in my day, and what they teach you, it's supposed to go together. Right? So when you look at this, you just go, hey, whatever, rock. It was funny. Then you got Crody Crybabies all in the backstage. All in the backstage. And why do you have Cody Crybabies? I'll tell you why you have Cody Crybabies. Because that man, Cody Rhodes, was sitting back here and he was crying.
You can call me a hater. As soon as you don't agree with something, you a hater no matter what. You can't have no opinion no more. So let me preemptively say, you can call me a hater, but it sticks in my craw, people that get ahead without knowing what the hell they're doing. Now, you can say whatever you want to say, but I have far more respect for people that have learned and got and educated themselves to be in a space like this. That if you call yourself a journalist, if that's what you call yourself, I respect the person more that has actually got formal training. That's just me personally. I don't put it like this. If there was a science exhibit, or like, let's say it was like NASA was doing a podcast, bro, I'm not going to hop up with a microphone and start talking about the National Aeronautics Space Administration. I ain't going to do it.
Some viewers may find the following video disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised.
Yeah. Perfect Plex Radio. We about to go live on them. Mike Knox. That's with 3 X's because he's hardcore. Are y'all ready? We about to give y'all something special. You ready? Let's go! At the money, now you're all what you getting in. Perfect Plex Radio, got them listening. Mike Knox, from Cena to The Rock, or whatever wrestler is hot. News and interviews, this a one-stop shop. Matter of fact, let me give you more choices. You could call in and be the voice with the voiceless. So what you waiting on? Let's get it cracking. Let's talk wrestling, that's enough rapping. Perfect Plex Radio, simply, we about to give y'all something special. You ready? Let's go!
Welcome back, everybody, to Around the Blocks with Mike Knox here on the Unpopular View Wrestling Network. You're tuned into the show for the intelligent wrestling fan. I am one of your hosts, or the host, Mike Knox. And indeed, I spell my name with 3 X's, people, because like this world of professional wrestling over the past 7 days, almost 2 straight weeks now, I am hardcore. And it is a pleasure to be before you today, because today, oh, Vaughn, I haven't said it in a while, we have a plethora of wrestling to talk about today. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, sounding pretty good, so I'm happy. I don't know what's up, StreamYard. I get it. I understand. I know you're trying to hold me down, but you can't do that to me, all right? But today, we have a lot to talk about. But as always, people, let me just give thanks to where thanks it should be given, okay? We have backstage my social media to the icons, Ayatollahs and rock and rollers and all that good stuff. My man, Victorious Podcast owns King Von Jr. 301 King Von Jr. that is on the Twitter, holding me down. Also, the Z is silent, holding me down backstage as well. We are doing big things, the Guan, around here on Unpop Review Wrestling, Unpop Review Entertainment, and just wrestling talk at its finest today, people. Look, if you're here at this point, right? And that they say on YouTube and stuff all the time, I'm trying to get like them, right? I want to be like them. They got hundreds and thousands of hundreds of followers. At this point, like, follow, and don't forget to smash that subscribe button, okay? Tune in and hell, everybody. Listen to the Mike Knox Show right now, okay? Because today, in the week of wrestling, people, a lot of things took place. A lot of things happened. And I mean, Raw last week. I mean, to me, the best shirt for WrestleMania out right now. Every year I look at what shirt I want to wear. Drew McIntyre, I haven't had a shirt with you since you were the chosen one, okay? I'm ready to buy your shirt right now, okay? And Nia Jax, where is it at? Where is it at? Here, hold on. Here, I got it. I got it. Here it come. Here it come. This is Nia. This is Becky. And that's what happens. But last week, the unbelievable happens. And that's what's great about professional wrestling. When you can make it make sense, then it's a good thing to see. And last week, watching that women's street fight was just amazing. Going to talk about it. Also, in the week in wrestling last week, I don't know what you guys has been. Well, I know, because you're still hurt. You're still really hurt by the departures of your people you grew up loving in wrestling. Well, Edge and Christian, is it rated R superstar Adam Copeland? I mean, hell, his daddy named him Edge. I'm going to call him Edge, okay? Edge and Christian, part 37, street fight in Toronto. And listen, oh my God. And today, I had to pose this on my wall because me and the Z is silent go back and forth a lot in this debate about Eddie Kingston, because the greatest part about AEW Dynamite last week was like the Rainmaker defeated you guys. I'm reading some of the comments live on air as well. Some echo the same sentiments of the Z is silent. Me, I still say, Dice is always going to say mid. That man's some homegrown, okay? He's not even worth the mid, okay? Just because you can talk on the microphone like Mike Knox, right? But you can't be a professional wrestler and look like Mike Knox and move like you move. You move and look like Mike Knox, okay? If you want to be a big fat guy coming off the couch, then give me a swanton like my man Kevin Owens. I digress. I'll make those comparisons a little bit later of why I'm not a fan of Eddie Kingston, but I'm a fan of the Rainmaker. And the only decision they could have made having him win that title as well. And then SmackDown. Oh, Raw had a lot going on. We get it official, blood versus blood. But then Heyman shows up and then SmackDown comes along and you stupid. Oh, we gonna talk about it, man. If y'all have not watched the review shows that have taken place, this past week, then I just gotta ask you, why the hell you haven't watched them? Because Mike Knox shows every day at 6 o'clock on Mondays. Raw reviews after Mike Knox. We got NXT review on Tuesdays. We got Dynamite review on Thursdays. We got SmackDown review on Saturdays. And we got Collision on Saturday. I mean, it's like, what? 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 Yeah, that's how we doing things out here in Unpopular Review. You better get in when you fit in. And don't forget, y'all, we had a top five last week, the return of top five. Top five. Yeah, Simon got confused, y'all, because I'm the final boss, right? I am in charge of all you see on Unpopular Review Entertainment, how we look as a company. And I have my VP that makes sure that when I'm blind, old, and deaf, and colorblind, because I like red and black a lot, he holds me down, right? So we sitting here, we doing this thing. It was called the top five WrestleMania matches of the 30s. Somehow the executive consultant said, no, I just meant top five WrestleManias in the 30s. I'm sorry, that only makes nine, and I can't even say that five are that great, okay? To have to pick five of them. I was like, oh, let's go ahead and throw a dartboard at this one. But I remixed it, because that's what we do. I remixed some things up there. Goodbye, him. A little bit, okay, thank you. I should have read it, you know, whatever. Ron Burgundy is on air, I'm going to read it. That's what happens to me. So, and thanks everybody for tuning in. Jason Michael Campbell holding us down. Kevin Owens over Eddie Kingston. Listen, Mike Knox over Eddie Kingston, okay? So, let's just go ahead and get into this week in wrestling. You know what? I didn't even want to start off with Raw. I'm not. I know I'm supposed to start there, but Raw and SmackDown has been doing exactly what I've always told you to do, right? That's a hashtag wrestling is storyline. You got to watch one to kind of get with the other, right? So I'm going to start off with AEW. Like, remember to say WCW, AEW, okay? And lately, they haven't been where the big boys play. But a lot of big people are stepping up going to WrestleMania 40 next weekend. Woo! Listen, hashtag death to dirt sheets. No offense to my man Nico Extra. You are doing big things. My social media ain't nothing like yours. That's where I'm going to let it stay at. That's all. That's it. Okay. Breaking news. Cody Rhodes is 2-9. That ain't breaking fucking news, my guy. Okay. That's just something I can Google. Okay. Let's just get that understood. All right. So this is where the big boys play and where you should want to go ahead and tune in and get locked. And you can tweet him that I said that too, by the way, so he can come on and then get off and I can make him get on the right way. I'm sorry, no Diddy. So go ahead and get to this show, y'all. I'll start right there. The week in wrestling last week, we had a street fight in Toronto. They were sold out. I said it now. Zegan Consultant's not here to defend himself, okay? But he said, because you know, you got to say it, right? You got to say it. Oh, F you, Dave Meltzer, right? But you got to say this, right? Because he said, well, it wasn't a big arena. I said, come on, man. They showed the other side, the hard cam. They showed the fans. He goes, yeah, that place only holds about, I don't know, 12,000 people. They still sold 12,000 seats. It's in Toronto. They did exactly what they were meant to do. They did exactly what their plans were to do. You can't hate on them for doing that. Come on, Martin. Come on. Listen, I thought the show was phenomenal. Starting off with Money Talks. Tony Schiavone kicks it off with a show in the ring with the interview with the... All right, yo. I know I praised the shit out of her last week, right? I'm sorry, Mama. Mama Knox. Please forgive me. That's where the buck stops at, y'all. That is the dumbest damn theme song in the history of theme songs. And the, I can't say the history. That's pretty bad. But it's pretty damn bad, right? It's CEO. Hold on. I ain't got any dollars. Get y'all dollars. Let me just dance for y'all. CEOOC. And then it's not the fact that she just does this 1,000 times. What's worse? Her doing this? Or, oh, it's a chance for Seth Rollins. I don't know what's worse at this point, okay? But, oh, boy, it's aside. It's not the fact that the music sucks. She's still that chick, right? And shout out to the AEW crew who did a live watch along. I mean, y'all needed that, by heaven's sake, so it's okay, right? But y'all had a live watch along. And what caught me the most in this was, somebody actually said, was that the watch along or was that the Raw show? Think wherever it was wherever Vinny was last week, right? And Vinny goes, why is she the boss? I mean, the CEO, because she can't be the boss? Well, no shit, okay? You run a very great restaurant here in Orlando, people. If you need to go to it, it's called La Spaza's Steaks, okay? I'm going to Philly for WrestleMania, and I ain't been home in a while, so I'm going to check them steaks out, because La Spaza from Philly got some stuff. But the man was a little cuckoo when he said this, right? It looked like she was dropping an R&B video. So she does right there, yo. Right there. It's all right there, right? In all honesty, I agree. It's stupid. Just a bad SF thing is going to annoy you. Listen, due time, she referenced herself, if you will, so to speak, like 5 times as the CEO. Like, I get it, right? And look, shout out to my daughter, the intelligent wrestling kid. Ooh, her and Naomi got the same hair. I want to tell my little girl because she's only 15. No shit. You can see that, okay? But she comes out here all just a smiling. And mama getting, and ladies who are watching, please forgive me. I'm still a man. No disrespect towards you. But did she get a little butt injection? Because I could have swore she had a little bit of extra bubble there. It was just the super tights of the tights. Because it felt a little extra bubbly. Right there. You know, maybe she's doing some extra squats or something. But when she was in that apron, but I got that picture. Damn, I ain't got that picture. She was in the apron and she was doing, you know, she does her thing. Pow, 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 pow. I was like, oh, right. I see you, Mercedes Moné. Okay. But she's there at AEW. She's cutting no promo. And so, and again, the crew, that's my mission every week. Like we say, hashtag dip the dirt sheets, right? Like we say, hey, Dave Meltzer. You, buddy, I'm getting on every show on this network, okay? It's like Ice Cube, right? And Jack and Beats. I love you guys, so I got to take what's from you. But that man said, and I quote again, that no one popped for Mercedes Moné. I'm curious, right? Because I got 4 children, 3 to live at home and a wife, right? I pay all this shit, me, okay? Mercedes BFF is Naomi and BFF. We all know that. But my question was, like, hold on, what's this? Oh, yeah, that's that split, okay? That split is always going to be go. Did he just put that in the damn chat? Really? Really? You would. You know what? We know what to get you for your birthday, the official Sasha Banks, I'm sorry, Mercedes Moné, iTunes song. We're going to give that sent to you so you can just sit in your car all day and prophesy. CEO, CEO, CEO. Oh, get it, get it, get it, got it, got it. Oh, get my Chris Brown on. Get it. All right. So we get back to this girl. And she's like, it ain't talking about she ain't getting no pop. She got a huge pop in Boston. She got a huge pop in Toronto. What kind of team you guys got? That's what I was getting to. Okay. Make it happen. Kevin, listen, iTunes is free. Gotcha. Okay. So it's better than Columbia House. You have to pay a penny and you probably still owe them. Okay. I don't owe them Apple Music, anything. Right. Spotify is free and they got all kind of free stuff out there. You can all be welcome to go get yourself a free account. Get that song if you want to. So what do y'all got for your TV soundbar? You got a soundbar? Like, in my office now, I got rid of my soundbar in here, rebuilding the office a little bit. But when I'm playing the game, Dice is always like, damn, brother, what you got your stuff on? It's loud. That's just my speaker and I can hear it. So what do you got your stuff on? Mute when y'all watching wrestling? Somebody, there's no pops. Nobody popped for Jay versus Jimmy. Are you deaf? They need surround. I just said this. That's funny. Look at that. Telekinesic, right? But boom, she's in the ring. All of a sudden, the lights go out, and then Julia Hart and Sky Blue show up, and I didn't have a really good picture of AEW stuff, because I don't know, they're not that sophisticated yet, so it's kind of hard to get, like, really good, crisper pictures, so if you can't get a picture of Sky Blue the way it should be, you don't share it, okay? You just don't put it up. It's a shame, right? From that event, not just a random picture, like, so there you go, got to go searching. I can find a picture, but from that night, they didn't have no good, the cameramen, who always do their job at AEW, wasn't so good that night. But boom, the lights come back on, and oh my God, Willow Nightingale is finna attack her with a chair. So I said, hold up, Trick. What you doing? Whoop that. I'm sorry, yo. CEO. What? Whoop. I mean, see, shit. I get confused. The songs sound the same, right? So then, boom, we get to the backstage action between old Statlander and Mercedes Moné. I like to call her the lost misfit from Jim and the Holograms, is Statlander. When nobody wanted to like her, when I was not really feeling AEW, that was the first female AEW that I gravitated to. Not Britt Baker. It was the Misfit. Then she got hurt and all that other kind of good stuff happened. And we got this man in the background. And truth be told, Vinny, I was kind of wasn't sure where I felt on that. But he does look like my man for Stokely Carmichael, whatever his name was. They do look alike. They do. That look right there, he looks like a buffoon. A straight buffoon right there. But hey, get that money, son. Get that money. Then we get to this part. Oh, man. Good Lord Almighty. Hold on, I'm going to take a drink for this one. Because I need y'all to sit back and relax and don't get mad at me. Don't like it. Listen anyway.
You ready?
Lose it. Bite my tongue for no one. I put you on blast. So all the news channels, y'all can kiss my ass. Cover YouTube or Google me. Turn it up and play it. Because many people think it. I just had the balls to say it.
So you really sitting here telling me y'all checking for Eddie Kingston? Y'all do be checking for Eddie Kingston. Listen, I ain't gonna lie. In wrestling, certain things are supposed to grab your attention. It's not exactly how they always look. It's not exactly how they always wrestle in the ring. It's not exactly how they always talk on the mic. Whatever it is that puts that glimmer in your eye to like someone, you're more than welcome to do that. So this is not a you thing. It's a me thing. It's a me thing. So come at Mike Knox, 3Xs, please. I welcome you. Okay, to explain to me the obsession. Nah, not the obsession. What the fuck y'all saying this man? Okay, but listen, it don't matter because the new AEW Continental Champion, the Rainmaker, it had to happen, people. It needed to happen, people. Right? He's there. He can't lose to Eddie freaking Kingston. Okay, which I did. I had to ask the question. I said, hey, guys, what do you guys think about Eddie Kingston? And boy, I was surprised. A lot of people. Oh, my man Phil from Fire and Ice Podcast. He's cool, but he doesn't do it for me himself personally. You know, the way he carries his character. His gear looks terrible. That's how I feel. You know what I mean? He doesn't fit. As a wrestler, he just looks terrible. And that's my thing with Eddie. It's not about him grabbing a mic. When I first heard him, I'm like, yo, that's pretty impressive. I've heard him from CZW. I've heard him before. I know he can talk on the microphone. But here's the difference between when y'all say, I want a guy who looks like someone I can relate to, right? Out of the bat, he looks like a... You know what wrestling, guys? You know what? Wrestling never popped for anybody. Look at Adam Cole, right? Look at DIY. Look at certain superstars that will be where they are because they look like you or me, right? They're called, in the sense of WWE's anyway, superstars for a reason, which to the detrimental, to their detriment, if you will, they shouldn't be called that, right? They should, you had jobbers for a reason, you had superstars for a reason. And when they started calling everybody superstars, everybody in their minds got mind fucked. Might as well be a vampire. Look into my eyes. I'm going to compel you to get rid of that thought process because everybody's not a superstar. Eddie Kingston is not a superstar. I don't need somebody who imps my trash to make me think he's believable because he talks well on the microphone can be a professional wrestler. That's my point. Wrestlers have to be extraordinary at something, if not at least two of the three things that matter. Does he tell a good story? I can't tell you he really does because he just runs his mouth very well. But when he's in that ring, all he has is chops. He pulls off his singlet. It's like, yo, please, R-Trigger down on the D-pad back on, please. Put it back on. I don't want to see your nipple, okay? I don't want to see another man's nipple. At least not when he got a bulge in it, you know? It's a whole titty. Ain't that what Rampage Jackson? What's up, titty? He got titties, okay? And just because he talks to the microphone exceptionally well does not give you, or I can't say you, again, that's you, this is me. That doesn't make me a believable character to you. Again, I use the closest comparison to me as far as body shape is concerned and mic skills as Kevin Steen, Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens can wrestle. Hell, even Otis is fat. Otis moves better in the ring than him. Otis, Brian Cage is not the greatest. I'm not the biggest fan of Brian Cage, but Brian Cage, muscles aside, moves better in the ring than Eddie Kingston. And that's why I don't get what Eddie Kingston and Eddie Kingston love. Please comment below. Let me know. Okay, what about Keith Lee? Keith Lee, before getting sick, and that's an even better comparison. He has way better mic skills than Keith Lee. You put his mic skills on Keith Lee, and you got a great wrestler. Because Keith Lee can actually go in the ring. He moved until he got injured or whatever illness came upon him that took away the greatness that he once was going to be. Okay? He had it in the ring. He could wrestle. He could move. He can do other things than just a goddamn chop. Okay? And I get Gunther, the ring general, does chops, but hey, I digress. The whole Infinity Chest Slap thing Eddie does don't hit for me. It don't work for me either, my guy. Sensei! Okay? But moving on, I want to get through this. He had to win. The Rainmaker, good for him. Boom, look how he stands over that bum. Like, look at me. How could you wear this title? I pee the fool. Because that's how he reminds me of. I give Mr. T more props than Eddie Kingston. I pee the fool to try to get in the wrestling ring with me. Okay? But then we get this trash. Right? Lionheart, Chris Jericho versus Hook. Now, listen, everything in wrestling can't be great. This was not great. I don't get the Hook fetish, obsession either. So, but suplexes, I mean, anybody can do a suplex if you let them do it enough times, right? Ask Brock Lesnar. Then we got heard from Will Ospreay, and I thought was a very good interview in the ring. I thought he made up for the week before when he took the microphone from Tony Schiavone, and he said, he apologized in the ring. Certain things you kind of got to ask before you take from someone of Tony Schiavone's stature. So I've always been a Will Ospreay guy. I seen a post, I think I said it last week, they said he's just Ricochet, just white, the white Ricochet. I disagree. I think Ricochet is great in the ring, but I think he has more than just spots in Will Ospreay. I think he's a really good mat wrestler as well. So he talked about this promo against him and Daniel Bryan for at Destiny. I'm waiting for that match. I thought that was a very good promo as well. We got Swerve Strickland taking on the Butcher. He in the ring, and after that match went on with him and the Butcher, Samoa Joe comes out and was like, I don't owe you nothing. Get to the back of the line. And this is another thing. People talking about he don't deserve to be champion. Why can't Samoa Joe be champion? Why shouldn't Samoa Joe be champion? Your champion should be someone incredible. Incredible to the point that when they get defeated, that wrestler is elevated. Anybody who goes against Samoa Joe, to me, is automatically always elevated. And he made his career not in WWE. He made his career in TNA. And that says a lot. Like AJ Styles, you may have your memories of him in TNA, but recent memory will have you a lot of people in the way because that's just unfortunately the fan base will go WWE. Samoa Joe to me is synonymous with TNA more than a lot of these other wrestlers out there, including AJ Styles. Give this man to me his props he deserves. Whoever he goes against, and Swerve will hopefully beat him one day. It'd be worth the wait to see Swerve win if they let that pull it off. And then we got this phenomenal, and I'm going to say this, guys. Phenomenal street fight between Edge and the Patriarch, Christian Cage. I mean, for the TNT title, I Quit match, which, listen, if you've seen I Quit match, you've seen these guys go before, they're going to go all out. They're brothers, so to speak. You know what I mean? In any other kind of eye of being brothers. Longer than most people, I call that my brother, because they've been at it for over 40 years together, and they pointed that out. And AEW is going to hype them up because they deserve to be hyped up. And this spot right here where they were in the crowd and they grabbed the jerseys and he puts them in the Toronto one, he puts them in the Boston one, that was awesome to me, because they're in a hockey place and he makes them put on a Boston jersey, which he's hated as the Boston Bruins, in Toronto against Maple Leafs. Love that spot. Love the concerto with the barbed wire was coming. This whole match to me, from pillar to post, as the executive consultant would say, to me was awesome. The ending was phenomenal. You finally got him to say, I quit. You're two times, TNT champion, Adam. I hate that name, man. I know his mama called him Adam, but his daddy called him Edge. Edge, rated R superstar Copeland, y'all. Listen, we're going to take our first break, and we're going to come back in here and get to the real week in wrestling. Raw and SmackDown, y'all. Woo, what a show, what a show. We'll be right back, y'all, here on Unpopular View, the Mike Knox Show.
Next, we get into Drew McIntyre. He's going to cut a promo on the ring, but he almost gets... Well, he gets interrupted really while he's walking up the ringway to get to the ring by Seth Rollins, and Seth interrupts him and he dances like a clown and he blah 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 blahs, and Drew's like, you're stealing the spotlight again, and you have to beat The Rock and make this about you being the biggest star. It can't just be the biggest match. This is my time. And Drew's and Seth is like, you're right, I'm an attention whore. Ha ha, I'm an attention whore. Everybody sing my song. And I hated
what
every second.
That was bad.
That's his laugh.
John.
I can't stand Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins ruins everything.
You really don't like Seth Rollins?
I mean, he even ruined Becky. I mean, he ruins everything. I agree with The Rock. He's a walking clown emoji.
Now, see, I think Seth is my favorite wrestler.
I don't believe that for a second.
I'm serious. Right now on the main roster, he's my favorite.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right. Well, this is terrific. So did you enjoy the promo exchange between him and Drew McIntyre? I mean, again, more of the same.
No, because I knew what it was. You know, like, we know that Seth Rollins is going to take on Drew McIntyre, and I just really hope that this is not a turn of events where Drew McIntyre is going to take the title off of him, which I have a feeling it is. But again, I this is why I stopped watching Raw, was no matter what pay-per-view it is, it's like every week, it doesn't matter if they did a promo before, after, or the week prior. It's the same information, but
I'm live. I'm not muted, by the way. I'm here. What? What are you talking about, Vinny? Vinny, do not make me invade your show tonight, as I think you're picking up for executive consulting again tonight. Do not make me show up to show out, okay? Because Raw and SmackDown both have been awesome, okay? Simple as put, pun all the way intended, y'all. Make sure to check out the Raw review show tonight after Monday Night Raw, and if you agree with Vinny, let him know. If you agree with Mike Knox, let him know. If you don't like neither one of our opinion, let us know. Comment below and let us know. Like, follow, subscribe, and share these shows with everybody. All right, you may not like it, but I guarantee your mama's sister do. She see Mike Knox. All right, listen, girls. The weekend wrestling started off, right? We got the most over wrestler. Hey, Charmaine. Not named Cody Rhodes in wrestling. Gets into the ring. Yeet, look at that. Somebody call my daddy. Talking about Rikishi, right? Somebody called a daddy. So he out here in your city. You want to come at me? You want to come after me? I'm sorry. Hold on. Y'all going to stop with all this yeet shit. Y'all can like Jey Uso all you want to. I like Jey Uso. I have nothing but love for Jey. Nothing. Main event, whole nine. I'm a Uso mark. But damn it, sometimes battle lines gotta be drawn. okay? And I already got the bets out there. Hashtag bet that. Me and Dice Man, the Z is on. They got a $20 bet. That's right, y'all. We so stupid for these yeets and not yeets. We voting on, we betting on wrestling. Okay? We bet $20. Because I think my man Jimmy is going to win at WrestleMania. And I'll give y'all that, the rest of that next week on our my prediction show for WrestleMania as we get ready for WrestleMania weekend. But Jimmy comes through the crowd. He's like, listen here, man. You my little brother. I think at one point he even said I changed the diaper. How is that possible? I don't think he changed the diaper, right? But you my little brother. You do what I say. You came up behind me. You always want to be like me. Meanwhile, he always wanted to be like Roman. But still, you want to be like me. You want this? Let's get this. You don't want this? No, yeet. Oh, you know who you're talking to, son? Smack that man with the hand of yeets. I keep saying it because we got people who don't like that word, and I never knew it was something more than, I mean, okay, all right, so then, after his brother gets involved, and this man, always somebody's business, Cody, crybaby ass, just crybaby Cody, I hear Cody cuttering people for no reason. This is a family affair. So why are you up in here? What they say? This is an A and B conversation. You can see your ass out, Cody, okay? Then boom, look at that. Look at the extension. Look at the form. That boy out here looking like Ken Griffey Jr. That's how great that form was. He gave him the Ken Griffey Jr. boot. Right there. Knocked the yeet off his face, he did. Ooh, I can't. What did he say? You got Jimmy, I got Jay. Hey, listen. Listen. Y'all can all go for Jay all y'all want to. Just like y'all going for Cody, it's going to end up badly for y'all, okay? That's all. I'm trying to warn you now. There's a room in the doctor's office to come sit next on the couch when Uncle Mike Knox continues to spank y'all ass. No diddy, okay? So, then we get Drew McIntyre questions Seth Rollins. Like, he should, right? Am I giving too much away? You know, I don't even know why. I might not even have a show next week because I've already told y'all who I'm going for in all these matches, right? Drew McIntyre is going to beat Seth Rollins. And Seth Rollins is going to, let me shut up. Yeah, but this segment, the shirt, first of all, as Drew was coming out to the ring, and this music had just hit, Seth comes up dancing behind him. Seth is doing what Seth does best, and that's playing mind games with Drew McIntyre. And if anybody can play mind games, I mean, he learned from the best in Triple H, one of the best in Triple H, in my opinion. And they're playing a hell of a game right now. But the T-shirt, if they can still say yeet, right? Right. My mom, up until like she passed away, used to say would still say the bomb, right? I see y'all heads backstage. Can I still say this is the Drew McIntyre shirt is fleek? I can't say that no more. Damn it. Damn it. Damn it, Sean. What are you doing? So, I want the shirt, though. Okay? Just letting y'all know. If you want to pay any donations, you can comment below and let me know. I will give you my Cash App, my Wells Fargo, my Zelle, my Chime, my Karna. We get the what chance when I start doing that kind of shit, y'all. Just get the what chance going. What the hell is Mike Knox talking about? Yup, talking about giving Mike Knox a free shirt. All right. But then we get to the ring general. Pretty much tells Sami Zayn, he just ain't good enough. And the scene of Raw to me, and my thing about wrestling is that I love storyline in wrestling. I think that is the beauty of professional wrestling. Whether you like it being told from the in-ring standpoint, mostly, but no matter where you like it most, pause, no diddy. it all starts with the behind-the-scenes story, with what's going on when they're not in the squared circle. And the way that Gunther carried himself in this way, the way he got under Sammy's skin, look at Sammy's face, He's turning really mad here, right? He's really getting, hey, look. I like that one. That's why I got people backstage holding big things down. Big things are going. There it is. That is my Cash App. All right. DJ would know. Okay. But he's looking at Sammy and he's telling Sammy he's not good enough. And then Sammy goes backstage and Gable tell him he's not good enough. Everybody tell him he's not good enough. Yes, he did. He did. But when LA Knight did it, okay? When LA did it, I can't lie. Yeah! That shit was boss. That's all I'm saying. When he did it, that was when I said, okay, I'm starting to like him again. Yeah! And I'm going to talk about LA Knight in a second, y'all, as I get over to SmackDown, okay? But then we get this, and I'm going to speed through this a little bit, right? Because this is where the part of the shows where Triple H, I love you, man. I do. I'm a Triple H mark. Okay, but how can you have this whack ass, out of touch ass, no pop? There you go, Jeff and Vinny. Talking about people who don't get no pop from a crowd. DIY don't get no damn pop like the Creed brothers do. They didn't hear this to these brothers. They didn't hear this to these brothers. The stuff they both gorilla pressed them and threw them into each other. Okay. But then they got all that going on to get a roll-up, a freaking roll-up, not a fruit roll-up, but this roll-up for a 1-2-3. Come on, Triple H, you gotta stop. That was bad booking. Then, let's be real here. The New Day made it into this match, okay? So, you know what that means on SmackDown, right? The Street Profits probably won't make it to the ladder match. You can't have two black tag teams. That just ain't right, okay? This ain't Black History Month for WrestleMania. This is April, okay? So that ain't happening. New Day won because they're the New Day, right? Now, the New Day, for all intents and purposes, right, can probably pull some strings to say, get us off the card, right? But then, why? Like, it's a payday. It's still WrestleMania. I'm not going to give up my opportunity for you, okay? But New Day, go ahead and win their match, getting qualified for the six-pack ladder match against Alpha Academy, which I hate that version of Alpha Academy. If it's not Chad Gable, it's I don't like it. Tozawa in there. Then we get the Awesome Truth defeat. What's her name? India Shear? India Shear? Whatever that name is. Come on and say it, man. Just because I can't pronounce the shit.
It's India Shear.
Yeah, what he said. Okay. So, and they go as he gives him the Skull Crusher finale. R-Truth rolls on top of him. We already know that R-Truth going to do two things in his match at WrestleMania. He's going to try to pin somebody, and he's going to be arachnophobic because he's afraid of heights. Okay? We already know that's going to happen in this match. Then we get this travesty, this sham mockery, this. Okay, the man already got Samantha Irvine. What else does he need? Okay? He didn't have to beat Dirty Dom. That's whack. But then we get to right here, y'all. Oh, my brothers. It's time to testify how great Monday Night Raw was, because the all-female street fight was like that. Okay? I know those WrestleMania checks pay well. Listen, you know they do than a regular pay-per-view. Okay? But right here, Becky Lynch and Nia Jax got it on. I mean, from the under-the-ring stuff, the fire extinguisher. So listen to this part right here. Look at all the fupa showing. She was like, I got all this love for you, girl. And DJ backstage salivating. Like, girl, it's past taxes, so I still got some time for you. Okay? So I'm back here. Got the chair on him. This match delivered. She power bombs her off of the top rope. They had kendos. They had tables, ladders, and chairs. Oh, my. Becky and I, they killed it. They absolutely killed it. And for, again, this is the show of shows. This is the show that pros listen to, the show for the intelligent wrestling fan. And this is my damn network. So, Raw crew, get your shit together. Okay? What do you mean this wasn't a good match? Vinny, I am convinced. Matter of fact, no, that's a lie. I'm more than convinced. I am positive, okay, that you just be saying shit. Okay? Look at my face. Because there's no way you can say you like professional wrestling. Look at my face, Vinny. And you didn't like this match. Okay, this match was like that from every angle. The tables, the ladders, the chairs, the steps. Oh, my. Put more respect on Nia freaking Jack. He didn't spell them with three X's, y'all. If I wasn't sitting here in my boxes, I'd have walked off. Okay, listen. This match was great. And then at the end, again, I know, Mike, you might need to come on Raw. Listen, bruh. Listen, because next week, I don't know, but it's my son's birthday the first, okay? And we're going to WrestleMania. I don't know how long the Mike Knox show next week might be 30 minutes, okay? Get in and get out. Y'all know y'all used to that. Don't get mad, Okay, you're getting old. It's called erectile dysfunction. Yeah, I just made that up. Dysfunction. Okay, because your shit ain't dysfunctioning very well. Okay, so, but this match, I know you guys don't want it. Y'all want to put that little girl in here, right, where she don't belong. But this right here is money. Look at that scene. It is money. I don't care. Y'all said she didn't earn it. She just beat Nia Jax in that kind of match. That, to me, puts her back up there. And I think that's why they put that match together. My thing is what's next for Nia? I'm upset about what we're going to probably get on SmackDown. I was hoping for Nia versus Jay Cargill. That's probably not going to happen. It's a couple of people that's going to be missing from this card. At least it looks like that way right now. We still got a little bit over 2 weeks to go. Raw tonight in Chicago, the return of CM Punk while I got my shirt on. And then next week, Raw in Brooklyn with The Rock coming back to Brooklyn. So, I'm excited, y'all. I'm getting very excited for WrestleMania. And then we got Cody Rhodes, does what he does best every single Monday night, comes out because allegedly, right? I'm going to say that. Some say, oh, it might be true. Mike Knox, it might be true. Listen, I don't know. I don't know if it's too sweet or not, okay? I don't know. What I do know, what I know for sure,
that's the insights to do it.
So that happened. So I know that they're saying that people were complaining that Rock got to say some bitch and F your story. So Cody came out and said, if you can cuss, I can cuss too. And first of all, Cody Rhodes has some of the dopest suits to come out there, yo. I'm not going to lie. Like, I was like, that's not a black suit, y'all, by the way, okay? That is like a very dark midnight. My daughter told me last week what it was because she Googled it, okay? What the blue was. Amazing. That's what I love about kids today, right? We were dumb. We didn't have Google. We had to figure that shit out. Okay. Maddie, well, what's 80 times 80? I don't know. Ask Google. You know what I'm saying? It's just anything you want to do. It's right there. Now, if you know what 80 times 80 is or 80, you're just stupid. All right. But anyway, so then Cody Mania is ready to take place. Paul Heyman comes out and says, I make a deal with you, Cody. I make a deal with you, you big dummy. Come to SmackDown. Won't be nobody there. Just be you and the bloodline. I mean, you and one-on-one with Roman, I mean. Not you in the bloodline. I didn't mean to say that. It's just you and my tribal chief. Do I have your word? Cody, dumbass.
Yeah, I got your word.
Shook his hand. We'll be right back, y'all, with the SmackDown review. And in the meantime, check out a couple of things that's right on here to Unpopular View Entertainment. Most importantly, y'all know what time it is, don't you?
Yo, 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 it's crime time.
E-S-T.
Soul Man, Rocky Johnson. It's the Honky Tonk Man. N-W-O. Can you smell what The Rock is cooking? UPR and Around the Blocks give to you This Week in Wrestling History with King Von.
Hello there, everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, it's King Von Jr. of the Big Sports Ones Podcast and Perfect Plex Talk Radio here to give you The Week in Wrestling History. March 23rd, 1997, WWF WrestleMania 13 took place at Rosemont Horizon, Rosemont, Illinois. In Chicago, as Bret Hart defeated Stone Cold Steve Austin in a classic submission match, where Austin famously bled, but never said I quit. And of course, that was the main headline of that show, as well as the Undertaker defeating Psycho Sid to win the WWF Championship, first time winning the title at WrestleMania, second championship overall. Of course, on March 24th, 1991, WrestleMania 7 took place. And of course, the highlight was Ultimate Warrior defeating Macho Man Randy Savage in a career versus career match. And so, of course, that same night, Hogan defeated Sergeant Slaughter to win back the WWF Championship. And that was the beginning of the Undertaker streak as well. March 25th, 2002, of course, also on March 24th, WCW Uncensored took place in 1996. March 25th. 2002, the very first WWE draft took place where The Rock was drafted number one for SmackDown, The Undertaker was drafted number two for Raw. And of course, on the same day in 2020, WrestleMania 36, night one took place as The Undertaker had his final match against AJ Styles in a cinematic Boneyard match. And so of course, that was Taker's way right off into the sunset. On March 26, 2001, Vince McMahon announced WCW. And on the same day in 2020, WrestleMania 36 Night 2 took place. And that was the night that the Bray Wyatt defeated John Cena in a Firefly Funhouse match. And that was also the same night that the Edge defeated Randy Orton in the Last Man Standing match, as well as the night that Drew McIntyre defeated Brock Lesnar to become the WWE champion. March 27th, 1988, WrestleMania 4 took place. And that night, Macho Man Randy Savage defeated Million Dollar Man Teddy DiBiase in the finals of the tournament to become the WWF champion for the first time. March 28th, 1999, WrestleMania 15 took place as the Stone Cold Steve Austin defeated The Rock to become the WWF champion in the first match of their legendary trilogy. You know, on the same day in 2010, of course, The Undertaker ended Shawn Michaels' career at WrestleMania 26. March 29th, 1998, WrestleMania 14 took place as Stone Cold defeated Shawn Michaels for the WWF Championship to kick off the Austin era and solidify the Attitude Era. On that same day, in 2010, Shawn Michaels announced his official retirement. As far as notable birthdays, The Undertaker turned 59 on March 24th. On the same day, Lana turned 39. Lacey Evans turned 34 on March 27th. Kenta Kobashi turned 57 March 28th. Mr. Perfect would have turned 66 in Nashville Week in Wrestling History. Mike Knox, back to you.
Yo, 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 it's crime time.
EST.
Soul Man, Rocky Johnson. It's the Honky Tonk Man.
NWO.
Can you smell what The Rock is cooking? UPR and Around the Blocks give to you This Week in Wrestling History with King Von.
The following announcement has been paid for by the New World Order.
Everybody, it's your boy, the Almighty Dice Man, aka the Z Asylum. And I'm back when I like to call two words for you or two sweet. Let's jump right into it. Two words for you. MJF is done with AEW. He's been removed from the roster page and his merchandise has been taken down. Y'all believing this right now? Hold on. Are you believing this right now? For shame. For shame, you internet wrestling marks. For shame. You should know better. Two words for you. Now, on the two sweet side of things, Ronda Rousey is spilling the beans in her upcoming book about her experience backstage in WWE. And I'm giving that a two sweet because, listen, everything that's been happening with this Vince McMahon, John Laurinaitis, they got her creating a Dan Schneider effect backstage. That's what's going on. So, for shame, Dan Schneider, Vince McMahon, John Laurinaitis, for shame, you first, for shame. We're going to call the month of March the dark side of memoirs. That's what the month of March is. So, two sweet for Ronda Rousey for telling her truth. Now, on the two word side of things, Hardy Boy's trying to get out of the AEW contract to come back to WWE. I'm going to give that two words. You know Tony Khan's not going to let that happen. Furthermore, Jeff Hardy's got like a broken nose in a couple of places. We don't care about Hardy Boys. Give me the Dudley Boys to come back at WrestleMania. Come on now. Two words for you. On the two sweet side of things, Eric Bischoff says, Tony Khan don't know how to produce TV. I'm going to give that two sweet because you know what? He doesn't. His shows are rushed. Sometimes there's too many backstage segments. Sometimes there's not enough wrestling. Sometimes it's just all over the place. So we're going to too sweet that because Eric Bischoff, he does know what we're talking about when it comes to wrestling TV. You know what I'm talking about? Now, on the two-word side of things, Goldberg backtracking about Asuka breaking his streak. Now he's sitting there talking about, he acting like he don't know what Asuka's name is. Called the woman Asuka. You knew damn well what her name was because you congratulated her. You congratulated Goldberg for shame, man. I don't know why you got so much bitterness in your heart for WWE because they ain't give you your walk-off moment, your retirement moment. We don't care about that, man. Two words for you. Now, on the two sweet side of things, Pete Dunne has been producing the WWE speed matches. I think that's dope. Pete is one of the best young wrestlers that they have. He's a speedy guy, so he knows how the pace of a match should be. I think it's like 3 minutes or less or some shit like that, or maybe 5 minutes or less. So for him to do that, get his feet wet in a producer role, I'm all for it. Too sweet. Yeah. Now, on the last side of two words for you, Jericho pulling one of these Big Show Johns, talking about joining AEW was the biggest moment of his career. You beat The Rock and Stone Cold in the same night. And AEW is bigger than that? Jericho, you gotta stop, man. Y'all gotta stop that. Y'all know better. You and Big Show, y'all know better, man. Y'all know better. Now, on the two sweet side of things before we get up out of here, AEW Collision will not go head-to-head with WrestleMania on Saturday night. In my opinion, they just need to cancel it because the only thing that people are going to be watching on Saturday night is WrestleMania. So you should just cancel your show altogether. Put it on Friday or something. Even then, it's going to lose the SmackDown. But still, you know what? Too sweet that. That is it. That's my time for today. Hey, everybody, before I get out of here, you know what? Get on the train. Say it with me. Fuck Dave Meltzer. Hey, I got to get up out of here. That's my time. Mike Knox, back to you. Look at it. Now respect it.
I love when you have your, like, one little belt. That's so great. You hold it so proud, like. You should. I mean, shit. I mean, you got to start somewhere. You could have more, but I know you personally. You just a cheap ass. That's what it is. Ain't like he ain't got the money, y'all. I know he got the money. Okay? He's just cheap as hell. Okay? So, SmackDown concludes the week in wrestling, y'all. Right? I just thought SmackDown was... How would they say it back in the day? Like, in my mama day, not my day, because I'll be trying to say I'm old and shit, all right? No. SmackDown was the bee's knees, right? Like, SmackDown really had it going on, y'all. Like, they really did, yo. So, like, Reigns, they all bring the backup to the crew. But hold on, we get to that in a second. But listen, Santo Escobar defeats Rey Mysterio Jr. What a match. It started off SmackDown. Every time you think Rey don't have it, I thought Rey was kind of seriously hurt there for a moment. For half the match, he was really hobbling in this match. He was doing all his high-flying stuff, Escobar doing his thing, and then right here, the greatest thing. So what is happening with Dirty Dom and his father? Are he going to run here WrestleMania match back? Like, what is this? He stops him from winning. You see he has the mask on, helps Escobar with the 619, and he helps Escobar beat his father. Then we get to, oh, man. Like, we can talk bloodline stuff all they want to. It was great. And we're going to talk about it, okay? I can't help but talk about it. But, yo, LA Knight incites a brawl at AJ Styles' home and then gets arrested, y'all. Yeah! And that's all that man kept screaming in the police car. Yeah! The entire time, right? Look, this man goes into his yard, a brawl in the yard. First of all, this had to really be his house. I think Vic has said on Saturday's show, looked like it wasn't the compound that he had with him in the Undertaker's match, right? But all I'm going to say is that, damn, AJ, you got way more money than me. Brother, get your grass fixed. Get some siding. Get something out there. Where's the grass? All right? But then he said, boom, they fighting. The cops are out there. This shit was great, y'all. This was really, really good television, right? And I'm sorry, in the backseat of the police car, this man just screaming. It looked like an episode of Cops, so it really did. Meanwhile, this is what it reminded everybody of. Minus the gun from Pillman. This was AJ stopped. What did it say? AJ got to stop letting people know where he's at. Listen, Samoa Joe did the same thing, right? Like, the man got to stop. You know what it is? It ain't he ain't getting his address out. It's them star maps, yo. The damn internet, man. They know everybody's address. you can find out anything. You can get you a good girl at church. You can get a good address at church too. So it don't matter. You can get that address, okay? But man, they were involved in a great match, and I just thought LA Knight shined in that moment. And I was gonna say this earlier, and I held it for this moment. It wasn't that I was going against LA Knight. I want everybody to understand that you have to read between the lines. I'm going to use a church reference for you when it comes to the Bible. There's pretext, there's post-text, and there's the food that's in the middle. You got to understand, you got to read it all. All Dice Man and myself was echoing to you, audiences out there, was that what was his significant moment? Where was his big match at? He was getting thrust, pause, no ditty, into the main event status so quickly without it being earned. It felt, as y'all always say, oh, they're shoving it down my throat. Shit. What can you say nowadays? Damn it. No ditty. Okay. But y'all know what I'm saying. You know what? No. I'm not going to let the hip hop world. Shit. Because rap is crap. At least it is today. Okay. Interfere. You know what I'm trying to say. But LA Knight was being forced. Shit. Over and over and over every week. And he didn't earn it. What they're doing now with the thing that happened with him and Roman, him interrupting Roman. That was a great moment. This right here. First of all, him getting beat up the week before, where AJ had to cheer on him and accepted the match, that was great. This is great. He's going to beat AJ Styles. AJ Styles is going to pass that. No, did he? He's going to pass that torch. If not really a torch, but LA Knight's going to win it at WrestleMania, and he probably deserves to win it. And AJ Styles is the right guy for him to do it, okay, to help him win that. Then we get the Street Profits getting an opportunity, which Raw has final matches. SmackDown has qualifying matches. So they beat the Authors of Pain after, just like I said about DIY, I thought the Creed brothers should have won the match because the way the match went. The way this match went, Authors of Pain should have won the match. They were really taking it to the Street Profits, in my opinion, this match. And again, we said it last week, as I think it had Dawn, we came on air, saying again now, as someone who lost his mother, my prayers honestly go out to Angelo Dawkins and the loss of his mom. I've been there. It's a pain that never gets older. It's truly most boys' first love is their moms. Okay? So definitely my thoughts go to them. So I think, honestly, and I'm throwing the pity card out there, they should get in the WrestleMania just for that alone. Okay? I think just for that alone, Triple H got to throw them a bone. And I say, you can't have two black tag teams? Why can't you? Why can't you have two black tag teams, right? But they're going to go against Grayson Waller and them in their next match, who ends up beating The OC, the Good Brother. I was only calling them the Good Brothers. I feel weird calling them the OC. That's just stupid to me, right? But they beat the OC, and they're going against next week now on SmackDown, them versus the Street Profits. Winner gets into Mania. I'm hoping the Street Profits still win because I've been seeing, anyway, rumblings of Grayson and Theory going against each other. Now, if they want to pull that this soon, this early, I don't know. I'm here for it. I'm just looking for, and I think AJ and Grayson are part of the future of the WWE. But I think the Street Profits windows are getting closed. We're talking about windows in sports being closed. Like, look at the Buffalo Bills. Oh, as long as they still got the quarterback, they're good. No. The defense is leaving. Things are happening. The window is closing, and not just on them, on fans believing and they can do something. Because you always, it's worse than a yo-yo. You keep pulling them back every single time. They're doing something great, and you got to stop that. Trips, okay? But, and then this women's match, women's champion Io Sky takes on Naomi, and all hell just breaks loose, and this gets us into that where we're moving towards Mania, right? You know I have to pick a good pitch every single week, y'all. You gotta get Flamingo Young. Oh my God, that is the same hair as Sasha Banks. Oh my, look at my baby girl with her incredible analysis here in journalism. Gotta love it, right? But then Bianca Belair comes out because all of a sudden the damage control starts to take over the match. Bianca's doing her thing. Look at them poses. Look at the moses. You don't touch a black woman's hair. And then, damn it, they got their asses beat. They got beat up pretty damn bad to the point that immediately following this, as we had just heard on Unpop Review Wrestling, on the top five, as like a consultant said, before it all hit the news shelves and things look smart. What's going on, Maggie? Naomi should have won. I knew she should have, would have, but still. Well, that's why you're an intelligent wrestling fan, Mom. Hey, that's my baby girl. I just realized that. Hey, Michaela Wonders. Why are you listening? Anyway, so next week now, Jay Cargill makes her first appearance on SmackDown. It's we all know now that's what expected to be happening. A six woman match at WrestleMania, where we get Bianca Belair, Jay Cargill, Naomi taking on the Kabuki Warriors and King Kota. My only issue with this is that it's very big for Jay Cargill, but I think it takes a step back from Bianca. And I get, and this is where wrestling fans got, this is where you got to get your emotions out sometimes out of things and be an intelligent wrestling fan. Because I'm going to say this, because as I think it's bad for her, it's not her fault. It's not nothing that they didn't have for Bianca. Charlotte Flair got hurt. And it was supposed to be Bianca versus Charlotte Flair. And when that didn't happen, you can't pull Jay Cargill versus Bianca Belair at WrestleMania. You just can't do that right now. They're trying to make both of these sisters bigger than life. Okay? And so just now, that's why I was hoping that it fed Jay Cargill to Nia so that Nia can get her over by Nia's stature. How else can you make Nia look good or Jay look better than going against somebody of the girth and of what Nia Jack has to offer in that ring, the female Yokozuna, the female Andre the Giant. She is a true giant of the female division. To me, that got Jay Cargill over much, much more. But we'll get more about that this coming Friday on SmackDown. Also, the return of Bron Breakker. Cannot wait for that as well. And then, face-to-face, Universal Champion Roman Reigns and his number one contender at WrestleMania, Cody Crybaby Rhodes. I hate still saying that. This is all Cody's fault. I'm a Cody Rhodes mark, and you guys will never know during this road to WrestleMania as you go around the blocks with Mike Knox. You'll never know that I'm a Cody mark. Just wasn't his time. It just wasn't his time. But damn it. You see that face Roman makes? You stupid. You came along. Cody's like, really? You think I'm going to fall for that again? Come here. This is the part of the match I like, because the psychology of Roman still being Roman, right? He goes on Pat McAfee's show. This is where the seeds are still being planted. Well, he even says The Rock had to go to Hollywood, that he threw shots at The Rock, who's going to be his partner in that interview. He's a sports entertainment wrestler. Cody is an old school wrestler who grew up with one of the greatest of all time. His father, he rose a true, Mount Rushmore of old school wrestling and what people thought wrestling represented. There's not shaking the hand is a very big deal when you don't shake the hand. But Cody expected it. And out of the way, he's like, you by yourself, you stupid. Here comes Solo. There go Jimmy. No yeet. And out of nowhere, there go Jay. There go Seth freaking Rollins. And now they're all face to face. And this is where SmackDown goes off at. As this, as I said, almost 2 months now at this point when they had the press conference. This is the best built Mania that I can remember in quite some time, because it just keeps going and going and going and going. Kind of like Mike Knox after he had a date night and I had some Woodbridge. Okay. So you need some time. Cheap pop, but it ain't. Actually, it's actually kind of inexpensive still. Yeah, Slate shade to The Rock was there. You saw it in the interview. It was absolutely shade there. And then right there, I had to get this picture because Seth Rollins looks absolutely stupid with his man bun right there poking up. You want to be Roman so bad. That Roman even said that in the promo against. He said, You went out and got my son. I sunned him. You know what I mean? I made him what he is today. I love it. Those shots back and forth. As Dice would say, this isn't mine, this is Nietzsche's. Seth wants to be the one to beat Roman. Cody shouldn't trust anybody. Stone Cold Steve Austin taught us that. I'm just sitting here watching the WWE all week, all month long, and going with their WrestleMania this person. I just got finished watching last year's WrestleMania. Why is Cody thinking he just trusts Jay like that? I'm telling you, I think Jimmy and Jay is gonna be night one. Not the main event. It should have been, in my opinion. I'm still hoping. It's just me being an idiot. Wrestling fans, we're idiots all the time, right? I'm going to be an idiot like some of you guys out there. I'm going to be the unintelligent, smart wrestling fan. I'm going to be the super Mark. Jay comes back to the Bloodline sometime, right? Because he says Bloodline members are banned. Well, Jay technically ain't in the Bloodline, right? But who still puts the food on the table and takes it off? Mr. Stack 'em, smash 'em, and pin 'em. That's all I'm going to say, y'all. Listen, we're going to buy it here. Thank you guys for always having me. Hall of Fame, man, it's a lot of talk about the Hall of Fame, right? Muhammad Ali going in. Should he go in over someone like Arnold Schwarzenegger? I'm sorry, Arnold is in there or whatever. Arnold did his thing, but I think people have to pay respect. It's like I saw a thing that said, Floyd's good. LeBron's good. MJ and Muhammad are the GOATs. There's a difference between being good and being the GOATs. Muhammad Ali is the greatest of all time for a reason. It wasn't just because he won his matches. It was the impact that he had on things. The fact that Muhammad Ali was at that first WrestleMania as that referee, that's all it takes. Regis Philbin is in the Hall of Fame for doing what? Interviewing people? Where's Arsenio Hall's? We're not complaining about that. Should Arsenio Hall been all the wrestlers that he made famous for putting him on the Arsenio Hall show? Arsenio Hall's show was the hottest show, talk show in the 90s. And he had Macho Man, Ultimate Warrior, HH, you name them. They were coming on his show regularly. No one's speaking for his Hall of Fame credentials, right? It's still the Hall of Fame. And yes, you thought I forgot. I thought I said it earlier, baby. CM Punk is back tonight on Raw. Guys, I say this every single year this time, more than ever. Let's not complain. Let's watch wrestling and enjoy it when we were 14, 15, 8, 9, 10-year-old kids, 7-year-old kids watching wrestling. Even when you were in your early 20s, you still watched it differently than you do now, right? I'm pushing. I'll be 49 years old this year, and it's still storyline to me, damn it. It's still storyline to me, damn it. And I watch this, and I enjoy it, and there's good things, there's bad things. I can sit back and say, honestly, with the exception of Okada and Edge being over there, Mercedes Moné, Will Ospreay, AEW got it really going on right now. And they may not still be my full cup of tea, but they're giving me enough to drink with and sip from without burning my tongue and still enjoy that program. AEW is here right now. They're in a good place right now. They're putting on good shows right now because it's the road to WrestleMania and they have to compete. Now, putting on Collision, that's just stupid, okay? But again, it's Tony Khan, and we all know what Tony Khan does. He likes to go ahead and have a good time with the ladies or whatever he has a good time with, but he just has a good time, and he's entitled, right? We have good times. Tony, stop. Listen, Tony, you already know what it is. Yeah! So just stop it. Listen, we're going to get up and get about it here, y'all. I appreciate you as always. Oh, yeah, one more final thing. I apologize. And if you missed it, my top 5 WrestleMania matches of all time, real fast, my honorable mentions. Right here, John Cena versus The Fiend, Bray Wyatt, Fiery Funhouse. Love that match, storyline purposes. Then, honorable mention, Seth Rollins cashes in at Money in the Bank at WrestleMania 31 against Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar. Honorable mention again, Daniel Bryan defeating Randy Orton and Batista become World Heavyweight Champion in Triple Threat match at WrestleMania 30. Greatest stage of all time, y'all, three X's. Then, number five for me, Brock Lesnar defeating The Undertaker to beat The Streak at WrestleMania 30. Top five WrestleManias and from the 30s, top five WrestleManias, right? So number four for me, smash them, stack them, pan them, okay? Roman Reigns defeats two Hall of Famers, okay? Then we get Kofi Kingston defeats Daniel Bryan to become the new WWE champion at WrestleMania 35. Number two, Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair, the great. Y'all thought I was going to let y'all get away with that shit? Is this what y'all really thought? This what y'all really was going to think was going to happen? Another show that I didn't see. Come on.
Charlotte Flair is the greatest women's wrestler of all time.
Tell me when I'm telling lies.
Number two right there for WrestleMania Night 1. And then my favorite of all time, Sasha Banks versus Bianca Belair, SmackDown Women's Championship, WrestleMania 37. My favorite, my top five WrestleMania matches from 30 to 39. So no Rhea stink face mentions. You know what? You know why I didn't mention it? Because it's every damn where. It's like Pervs just took over the world and said, hey, can I? And then the best one, though, if you're going to be a perv about it, the best one was the one that came from WWE. They had the best. It was a cleaner shot. The pictures were cleaner. It was just amazing. So there it is, guys. The week in wrestling as it is. Again, do me a favor, guys. Like, follow, subscribe, tell a friend and tell a friend. Continue to share this. Unpopular View is making moves. In the week of WrestleMania, we will be everywhere. Wale Mania, Ring of Honor, TakeOver. Night one, night two of WrestleMania. We are in the city. Come hang out with your boys and your girls. We're going karaoke in with the crew. Come out, hang out with us. You know what I mean? I found out I don't have to sing. I can do a rap at karaoke. Anything's open in karaoke. So I'm bringing all that Notorious B.I.G. stuff I know by heart so people can't make fun of me for not knowing the words or can't see the screen because you know I'm blind. So listen, do me a favor, guys. Do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me. And don't love God, y'all. That's crazy. I'm out of here. As always, I'm humbled to have you and have you join me. See y'all next week. Fingers.
I want you to fire me, you fucking Mark.
You ready?
Ready?
Let's go.
At the money, now you're wrong. What you getting in? Perfect Flex Radio, got them listening. Mike Knox, from Cena to The Rock, whatever wrestler is hot. News and interviews, it's a one-stop shop. Matter of